At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coming up, economic restoration, an intensified fight against illegal mining, and a vow to crack down on corruption. The major assurances from flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress, John Dramani Mahama, as he kicks off a series of dialogue with media ahead of the presidential elections in December.
Their will to fight corruption was there. We even retrieved monies, and it's been exercised because it's a demand by the people of Ghana. And so it is a promise.
Also, over 500,000 candidates set for BEC beginning this morning following the release of 55.8 million CDs to the West African Examinations Council.
Yeah, as we speak, we received some 55.8 million. All our officials have arrived at their destinations ready for work to begin.
In business.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam likely to present media budget review in the fourth week of this month instead of July 12, as earlier announced by Parliament. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, a High Court judge says a wife adopting her husband's name is no longer relevant.
Now, if you adopt your husband's name, what is the relevance? You must have your own identity, because those days when women were adopting their husband's name, it was for a purpose.
We'll hear from Justice Alexander Osei-Tutu. You want to stay for details with me, Mamiyisi Nyamiche Thompson. We are your home of independent, fearless, and credible journalism. NDC flag bearer John Mahama is promising to liberate Ghana from the shackles of economic dependence by dealing ruthlessly with corruption in order to create more jobs with his 24-hour economic policy. Beyond this grand promise, he is equally assuring Ghanaians he will take additional measures, including a ban on mining in forest reserves and ensuring access to free quality education that will inure to nation building. My colleague Blessed Soga was among journalists in the first of the series of Mahama conversations held in Accra last night. Here's his report.
It was a night for John, but he came in the company of Jane, his running mate. And with less than 200 days to the presidential election, the NDC flag bearer has kick-started what he calls the Mahama conversations.
In addition to my digital conversations, I intend to have a number of such media engagements, not only in Accra, but in other parts of the country. And this is why I'm happy today to be with you again.
Just when the questions kept raining on from the media, John Dramani Mahama attempted a response to them all. Touching on economic restoration to an intensified fight against illegal mining, and also vowing to crack down on corruption.
And so their will to fight corruption was there. We even retrieved monies from some of those involved in JIDA. We retrieved as much as 50 million Ghana cedis at the time. And so the track record is there. And I can assure you, if you believe that I was imbued with the father for all syndrome, it has been exercised. It's not a threat, as Nana Jane said. It is a promise that will hold public officers accountable. And it's not going to be only post-regime accountability. Galamse is a problem of compliance. We have all the laws. We have everything. It's the enforcement that is the problem.
For many years, the National Democratic Congress has criticized the mode of implementation of government's free senior high school policy, with the New Patriotic Party, on the other hand, accusing the opposition party of undermining the policy. However, providing clarity of his party's position regarding the policy, John Mahama noted that the free senior high school policy is here to stay.
Nanado himself lauded me. It's there in the media. Just, if I had my phone here, I would Google it. He said, Nanado lauds Mahama's free SHS. It's there. UNESCO, you know, congratulated us for launching the free SHS. How can a person who launched free SHS be against free SHS?
John Mahama ending that report by Blessed Soga. Now, the latest survey conducted by Afrobarometer has pointed to significant erosion of public trust in key Ghanaian institutions. Public trust in the Electoral Commission, the Judiciary and the Ghana Police Service has sank to an all-time low, according to the data. This more on the following report.
Trust in the Electoral Commission, the courts and the Ghana Police Service has plummeted to unprecedented lows, according to the latest Afrobarometer survey. The data collected from 1999 to 2022 reveals a concerning decline in public confidence in these crucial institutions. The Electoral Commission, which once enjoyed a trust level of 75% in 2005, now commands the trust of only 33% of Ghanaians. This marks a sharp drop from its initial 63% trust rating in 1999. The courts have similarly seen a significant erosion of public trust. In 2005, 62% of respondents expressed confidence in the judicial system. However, this figure has declined, hitting a new low of 36% in 2022. The police, often seen as the frontline law enforcement institution, have also not been spared. Trust in the police peaked at 64% in 2005, but has since fallen to a mere 28% in 2022, reflecting growing public dissatisfaction.
Now, the West African Examinations Council says more than 500,000 candidates will sit the Basic Education Certificate examination, which starts today. Head of Public Affairs National Office John Kapi, in an interview with Joy News, said government has assured them of making arrangements for the payment of the remainder of the debt owed the council. This comes after government released 55.8 million cedis.
Yeah, as we speak, we received some 55.8 million. Arrangements are far advanced to release the rest money to us to be able to complete the process. So, yes, I think that it's very good progress. So, on record, we have 569,095 candidates for the examination across the country. We also have made provision for every single candidate who is going to write the examination. All our officials have arrived at their destinations, ready for work to begin.
John Kapi is head of public affairs at WAEC. Now, Bole Bamboi MP Yusuf Sulemana is calling on President Akufo-Addo to help end serial killings in his constituency. Over the weekend, a new body was found with a head and genitals missing. A dozen others have been killed in similar fashion in the last couple of months. Mr. Sulemana says the killings must stop.
To draw the attention of this time, not just the security, but even the presidency, to the insecurity in which the people of Bole live. You'll remember I raised this issue several times on the floor of parliament. These wicked people who are torturing us day in, day out. This time, the killers, they don't just kill the person, but they beheaded him and also took off some genitals. It's giving us sleepless nights. So I called the Interior Minister come to Parliament and brief us. He's yet to come. The National Security Minister visited Bole and he met with the Boleura and the elders. He gave them the assurance that his men were on the ground and that they were going to bring many more police officers to augment the existing numbers. Yet the situation is still not being solved.
Now to the Volta region, residents of Ave are suffering the brunt of inadequate portable water supply. Folks in the community rely heavily on a single borehole supplemented by a well and stream which dries up during the Hamilton season. Fred Kwame Asari has more.
The traditional area is faced with the inadequacy of potable water as both communities are served with just one borehole. In Bogame, the residents fall on water from this well and the rains are supplementary sources. Though the water is clean, it has some salt content in it. During my childhood, we relied on streams in the bushes until they constructed the wall for us. But the population has increased. The boreholes constructed were not producing water. We are suffering and appealing to the government for help. The situation is more dire in Avetoko, where three boreholes constructed in the community have run faulty. The residents partly survive on a stream on the outskirts of the community, which contains unwholesome water.
Fred Asari with that report. Now, High Court Judge Justice Alexander Osei-Tutu has stated that the tradition of a wife adopting her husband's surname is outdated and no longer relevant in today's society. He explained that this practice originated in the olden days where women were denied access to important rights such as property ownership or traveling independently and could only do so under their husband's name. He spoke on the law on the Joy News channel.
Now, if you adopt your husband's name, what is the relevance? You must have your own identity. Because those days when women were adopting their husband's name, it was for a purpose. Because the law did not allow them to do certain things. Mm. They needed the husband's name to be able to do certain things. But now all the disabilities, like I did indicate, women are able to do it. And if you'd want to use the Bible to justify it, you may also get it wrong.
And you heard High Court Judge Justice Alexander Osei-Tutu bringing us to the end of the bulletin this morning on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.